Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Sunning Hill and Rivonia Road, traffic lights not working at Witkoppen. And then in Alexandra and London Road, traffic lights not working at the N3 highway. If you can try to avoid that, please do.
Rise Mzansi has expressed concern over the latest courtly crime stats. The party says the statistics highlight the alarming rates of violence in South Africa, particularly against women. On average, 68 people are murdered and 102 rapes are reported daily. Tomorrow marks exactly 1 year since the Usindu Siu building fire in Marshalltown. 77 people died in the blaze. And the Gauteng provincial government will this evening switch on the streetlights in Johannesburg's central business district as part of the CBD revitalization program.
This business minute is brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select Investment Account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Now for the latest business news, Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth Pretoria has more.
European markets ended the day in negative territory despite the Eurozone inflation for August coming in at a three-year low of 2.2%. The German DAX ended the day almost unchanged, 0.02% lower, while the French CAC closed 0.1% lower. In the US, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the core PCE index, was released today, and it was in line with market expectations. The figure came in at 2.6%.
Grobler shares today's top performer.
The standout performer for the day is Intel, currently trading 9% higher after Bloomberg reported that the company is exploring a potential separation of its product and manufacturing businesses.
The dollar is trading at R17.76, a euro at R19.54, and a pound at R23.34. Gold's trading at $2,505.81 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel Satir, and I'll be back with more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Siya Kolisi says that the Springboks are just as motivated as the All Blacks as the world champions look to take a significant step towards the rugby championship title against their arch rivals at Ellis Park tomorrow. The Springboks go in search of their third victory and as many games and attempt to stretch their lead at the top of the rugby championship in front of a sellout crowd at Ellis Park tomorrow. Should the Boks come out on top, it'll be just the second time in professional rugby era where they've claimed three wins in a row over the All Blacks. The Suzuki Griquas put up a five-star performance as they claimed a victory in the Central Union Derby riots against the Windhoek Draft Park in Kimberley. They beat the Charity Cheetahs by 44 points to 31 in the Carling Curry Cup earlier today. There is a match that's currently on the go at the moment between the Lions and the Bulls. Not looking so great for the Bulls to take it to a high school 40 to 21. The Lions are leading at the moment 56 minutes into that game, so still time for the Bulls to be able to get back into it. Chelsea are understood to have made an offer for Manchester United forward Jadon Sancho. A loan fee is thought to be more than what Juventus have offered for Sancho, but talks are continuing between Chelsea and United ahead of the 11 p.m. deadline. In terms of other live action that's on the go at the moment, well, there's a court action and on Arthur Ashe with Ileana Sviletina up against Corey Goff. That one, the main match for the day, Sviletina leading that one by 3-2, but still going according to serve. Zheng is already through to the next round, as is Caroline Wozniacki. On the men's side of the draw, Carlos Alcaraz, of course, knocked out Daniel Medvedev.